This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Will Manso is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, sports director at Local 10 here in Miami. Of course, he's part of the Miami Heat broadcast on FanDuel Sports Network Sun, although it'll be a while before we get to see one of those again. So I was saying earlier in the show, Will, I loved your tweet this morning where you said it's Photoshop season. And you're imagining all these, you know, Giannis in a Miami Heat uni. And I'm sure all across the country, every fan base going to have Giannis in their home team's uniform. Would you give anything and everything to get Giannis?
First of all, by the way, I was corrected this morning. It's AI season now. It's no longer Photoshop because now everything's AI.
Right.
So showing my age, it's AI season. And two is, I think if Giannis is available, I think every NBA team is going to say, I'll give whatever it takes to get him. And I don't think the Heat should be any different. And that's, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's still at his peak. Whoever gets Giannis, if Giannis does leave Milwaukee, is getting a guy who's at the age that Jimmy Butler was when he arrived in Miami. And we saw what Jimmy did in his 5-year window in Miami. So I don't think any team would be hesitant to give up anything to get a guy like that if he's truly available.
And Will, and this will be on Pat. And that's now with the Giannis stuff. Now it's back on Pat. Pat, make it happen. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. Is Pat being evaluated in any way? Or is Pat just, there can't be a hot seat for Pat Riley. Pat can do whatever he wants as long as he wants. There's no evaluation process for Pat, right?
I mean, he pretty much said that the other day when he talked about what the Harrison said to him at the end of the season was just have at it. Just go ahead. Keep doing your thing. I mean, they have full faith in Pat Riley, and I don't see why they shouldn't. You know, 30 years of the organization, 7 finals, 3 championships, the second winningest franchise in the NBA since he got here. I think that kind of credibility and resume is untouchable. I mean, I don't think there's any, you know, and certainly not from the Heat organization, the way they are so tightly put together with their core, the front office, the main guys. So to answer your question, yeah, I think Pat has an open window to do what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, you know, with the backing of the Harrisons, as long as, again, it falls in the line with the finances and the long-term plan. But they all align, Channing, in the way they're thinking moving forward.
Will, Pat didn't seem to feel like the last two games of the season were indicative of who the team is and who Tyler and Bam are as leaders of the organization, pillars of the organization, however you want to frame it. But the real question is, how do other people outside of Miami feel about Tyler and Bam and about the assets Miami has as a whole? Because even if it's not Giannis, it's Durant or whoever, are the Heat as well positioned as they believe with their current assets to not get beat by other organizations with probably better assets this summer?
First of all, I think that's the second most important question. The first most important question is, why did you wear a credential when throwing out a first pitch? That's more important.
Looked like he was tagged. He was tagged for some reason.
That's a first. That's a first. And you threw a strike, so congrats.
No, almost like when a summer camp goes to Dave and Buster's on a field trip. They don't want to lose any of the kids from a certain class. They put a little tag on them.
lot on the field.
But he threw high heat, though. His pitch looked good.
It was if Hawk's first pitch was 51, yours was 57. So we're good. We're good.
Yeah. I'll take the 51, by the way.
To answer your question, I think Pat has to position it that way because you have to, as an organization, show that your assets are valuable, right? And that you do have flexibility. And I do think to some extent they do. But let's not kid ourselves. You know, we know teams like Houston and Oklahoma City and those young franchises that are growing that have stunk for a long time and are now good and built a lot of assets have more flexibility. Like, that's just the truth. So the bottom line with whatever is available, whether it's KD, Giannis, whoever, whatever names we hear this offseason are, do they want to come to the Miami Heat? Because if the answer is yes, would they consider, then I think the Heat do have the assets. It's just a matter of working with that particular team. But they're not going to out-asset a team like OKC or Houston. It's just not possible. They don't have the amount of assets those teams do.
Speaking of what they have or what they don't have, you watched what the Cavs did to the Heat, but now you're watching what the Pacers are doing to the Cavs. So how do you extrapolate it all?
I mean, I extrapolated this, and I think we've talked about it plenty during the season, and we try to be as honest as we can when we talk about the Heat. The Heat are in a tough spot. They are not a bad team, but they're not a really good team. And sometimes being in the middle, hello, Miami Dolphins, is very difficult. You know, sometimes that middle ground is tough to get out of, even more so than sucking. Like, when you stink and you have a lottery team and you've got a top five pick, it's easier to make a quick turn if you get a special player, if you trade that asset for something. The Heat are kind of in the middle, you know? So I don't think that whoever's putting doom and gloom on the Heat, I don't think that's the truth. I think they have two young core players and they do have assets and they have Khalil Ware who looked good last year. They have room for growth. The question is, do they have room within the roster for championship growth? And I think if we're being honest, the answer is no. The answer is they need pieces. They need a big dog. They need an alpha, whatever the heck you want to call it. They need another piece because you can't just lose Jimmy Butler and say, okay, we're cool. We're going to bounce back and be in a final in the next year or two with what we have left over. It's just not that simple.
And Will, one other question we talked about earlier in the show is where somebody, Giannis, wants to leave and, you know, San Antonio has the first pick or can get the first pick tonight in the lottery. Cooper Flagg is going to be the first pick of the NBA draft. Is he like, is that an even trade, or is Cooper Flagg a Wimby or a LeBron or one of those guys? Is Cooper Flagg that good? Cause I've watched him play. I watched the NCAA tournament. I don't see him as that. I don't see him as a generational type guy. Do you see Cooper Flagg as that generational talent?
I don't, but then again, that's a hard standard, right? Wemby and LeBron are two of the most unique talents that the league has ever seen, and LeBron, obviously, one of the top two players of all time. Wemby's in course to become an all-time great as he stays healthy, so it's a tough comparison. I will say this. I think Cooper Flagg moves the needle. I think wherever he goes, he's going to make that team instantly better and have a legit superstar player that could do a lot of things. I was impressed by him, but I think to your point, Channing, it's not like you were watching. Like, when you saw the film of Wemby, right, and the things he did, you're like, He's nicknamed the alien for a reason. You're like, holy cow, this guy's an alien. And LeBron was a one of one. You know, I think when you look back, okay, look at a Zion Williamson, you know, when he was
coming. That's who. Yeah, you know, that's the guy.
You know, and what it helped
well, Zion was better than Cooper Flagg, and Zion's
yes.
He's okay.
By no one's fault.
Zion's okay because of health and weight, right? Like, if he hasn't been healthy.
That organization. It's a bad organization.
It went to a terrible place. You know, he went to that is another thing too. Where do these guys land? Look at Wemby, man. He landed in a great spot. You know, even though it's happened post Greg Popovich and what happened with him no longer being the coach, it's still a great organization. It's going to be a lot the fit. Like, if he goes to a Washington, right? I mean, that's a place where people go to basketball careers go to die. You know, it's like, is that where he's going to go be a superstar and truly change a franchise? Good luck. It's going to be tough. So where he lands is going to be part of it too.
While this was happening, Will, I think you and I were kind of on the same page. The Heat should try to make the playoffs. They already had the first round pick from Golden State, and now this gives them an opportunity to have more first round picks down the line by not conveying their own this year. They made the playoffs, but we can kind of look back and reassess now. They got blown out back to back playoff worst losses in franchise history, and the team they lost to are getting embarrassed by the Indiana Pacers. Would it have been better? It's easy to play the result. I realize that, but that's what we're doing now. Would it have been better, especially with the Giannis news, to have two tradable first-round picks for this upcoming draft and the Miami Heat participating in today's lottery, even if it was a minute chance to get the number one overall pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I think in theory, yes, but I think here's why I'm going to say no. Why I'm going to be the contrarian and say no, because I think two things happen. Number one is, if, again, I go back to the point, if someone like Giannis or someone like that truly becomes available and wants to come to Miami, I think the Heat can find a way to get the assets needed if that's truly what that player wants, right? But I think also is, I don't care if Pat Riley says that those last two games are indicative of what this team is. I think in that organization, they're looking at those last two games and saying, we were embarrassed. We got to be better. Like, we got to do this. So if anything, it was a slap in the face of reality of, like, you guys are really far away from where the standard of where you want to be is. And that's a championship team. You get swept out and you lose by 50 and 60 points, whatever the heck it was, in those last two games. You can't – that if that doesn't slap you with reality, I don't know what will. So I still think that what happened was the right course of action. And now I think, if anything, it's suggested the Heat to see, like, hey, we got to do something this offseason and moving forward. Pat did say it may not take just a year. It may take a couple of years. But we have to pivot. We cannot stay what this franchise has been the last couple of years.
And Will, talking about those, the two young pillars, as Solana has been saying for months now, where I watched that last game against the Cavs and Tyler had 4-1-1. Yeah. I've seen Cavs get blown out and Donovan Mitchell still goes for 28. Like, he's still going to get his. Are they really those young pillars? Because I just watched Tyler get choked out and then, what was his name? Darius Garland. He slipped up in a press conference and was like, what do you do offensively? Oh, we go at Tyler Hero. That's kind of the answer to it. So, I know we love him down here, but is it myopic of us to really think that Bam and Tyler are good young pillars for a championship team?
I think they are, but I think they can't be the only pillars, right? I think they have to be someone, and I think we've seen it. You know, the track record with Jimmy was here for 5 years. I asked Pat straight up on the day that he spoke, do you think, you know, they're alphas? Do you think they're a 1A, 1B? Do you think they're the ties you could win with? And he said, you know, now's their chance. But it's a good question, because if a guy becomes available, do we need that superstar? And he kind of conceded in the sense that, yeah, why wouldn't you? Like, we saw it with Jimmy. And while he won't come up and say, no, we can't win with these two guys a championship, I think it's pretty clear you need a third wheel. You need, and that third wheel likely needs to be the priority, right? The superstar. Because in Pat's words, an alpha is a superstar. An alpha is a leader. I think Bam's a leader on the court. I think Bam is a damn good productive player, one of the top players in the league. And I think Tyler proved he could be an all-star and play a great, you know, role in that way. But can they take over games in the biggest moments at a championship level? I don't think so. I don't know if that's there, and that's okay. Like, how, let's be honest, guys, how many guys can in the league? 8, 10 at most? I might be being generous. It might be 5 or 6. So to say that those guys aren't that isn't really an insult. It's just saying you need to do your best if any of those 5, 6, 8 guys becomes available to try to get, because that's what you need to truly be a championship team. We saw it for years. The Heat have never won a championship without a legit superstar, whether it be Dwayne Wade, obviously, LeBron, Shaq, that's how you win championships. And right now, that caliber of player isn't on this team.
the place where you're being generous is saying, I don't know if they can be those guys, because we do know, we've seen it enough. Like, they can't be those guys. And like you say, I'm with you. There's no shame in that. Like, we need to know. And we did have questions, but I think now we know. Like, you need someone who can do exactly what you said. There's just not a ton of them out there. So you take a swing, and if you can grab them, you can. And if you can't, you're with the rest of the two-thirds of the NBA who don't have that guy. And that's fine. Again, there's ebbs and flows with any franchise and any system.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.